The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
In the studio, the one and only Joey Diaz with us. Thank you for coming back, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, my
FunnyBoneOmaha.com for tickets. But are there tickets to see Joey this weekend?
No, there are not. But for Tom Dustin Late Show and Funny Tom and the other guys on Sunday. But Joey's a done deal.
Well, good. I'm still glad you came up because I know people, obviously, they want to see you, but also sometimes we'll sell out a show by talking about it, and then Chris D'Elia won't show up in the studio.
Right.
Dick. Right. Because it was already sold out. Now, I realize you don't want to, last thing you want to do is wake up in the morning and do radio, right?
Me, I could care less. I'm going to be up anyway.
Okay. You're up anyway?
If I don't have to get up, I'll get up.
Got it.
If you call me and go, we're going hunting tomorrow, got to be up at 5, you're not going to get me.
I'm not going to call you either,
but
I'm not going to hunt with you.
You know, I'll wake up at 7 and
you'll just
drink
wake up.
Some coffee and look around what's going on, maybe put the news on, make sure we didn't get a bomb in the middle of the night.
In this day and age, you're right.
I get tuned up, I smoke a half a number, and then you mess around on social media.
Now, you tweet, I was going to say, we follow you on Twitter. It's great because sometimes you'll just, you're in the camp, you're right on your phone yelling at something.
You have a unique Twitter handle, though.
Yes, Mad Flavor.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be responsible.
but they know it's you.
They know it's me.
So you were tweeting out last night, hey, I'm at the Funny Bone Omaha, bring some reefer.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you live in California, where it's legal. So you go to places, reefer's everywhere, we get it. I hate saying reefer, but it is.
And I'm an old man.
I know. We're old men, exactly. Does anyone ever show up? Does a cop ever show up?
All the time.
I know, but they're just there to see the show, though,
right? They
don't
care.
Yeah, but what are they going to do?
Nobody cares. I know nobody cares nowadays, but there's no more rogue, cops out there that still want to bust guys.
They come out. Years ago, they would come out and look for DMT and acid and stuff.
Okay.
When we used to do the show at this one place, there was these two creepy guys that would show up every week, and finally somebody goes,
they
I think
narcs.
Those guys are narcs
Got
or something.
It.
Right. Not if they come, there's nothing here. You want to take me to jail for a joint, be my guest.
Exactly. And nobody's going to do that.
Now, what's the big deal?
Yeah, of course we know there's no big deal.
Yeah.
But even they used to bust Chong shows. I mean, Tommy spent a year in jail, for Christ's sakes. I mean, think about it. Isn't that funny now?
Well, that was for selling bongs on the internet.
I understand that.
That's a federal crime right there.
I understand that. Yeah. But we're selling bongs everywhere. We're advertising bongs on this station. Water pipes, I should say.
Water pipes.
Water pipes, exactly right. Joey Diaz with us. What's new? Everything good?
Everything's good. Just trying to raise a 4-year-old.
You look healthy. Yeah, oh, you got a 4-year-old?
Can you imagine that?
I remember it was like 2, right?
Now it's 4.5.
What's that like? I mean, I raised a couple 4-year-olds. They're tough.
It's, it is what it is. And I'm doing it in California with not guys like you. Like, if I went to the park and I saw you guys there, I'd feel at home.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We're good old boys. What's happening?
Okay, got it.
The kid ate some dirt. Tremendous. Look, he got hit in the head with a tree. Oh, my God.
Like we did.
Yeah, like we did. Right. No big deal, Throw some dirt on it to stop the blood until we get him to the hospital.
So a lot more chill people there.
I live in hell.
Oh, yeah.
I live with people who are just, so I'm looking to get out. Like, I'm looking to get out of California.
Oh, you are?
My family's, her family's in Tennessee.
Got it. Do you see yourself in Tennessee, though?
Huh?
You see yourself in Tennessee? Where in Tennessee?
Nashville.
Oh, well, it's a big city
outside
then.
Of
That's
Nashville.
Okay. I can't see you. You'd be witness protection if
you
saw.
Yeah, not where my wife is from. They don't even have coffee. Like, I'm not a big coffee. I could care less if there's Starbucks. I could care less.
Right.
But they have nothing. They have a gas station.
Where she's from?
And the coffee's not even dark. it's like Kool-Aid coffee. Like, you have to put a bunch of sugar in it and more coffee and... stir it up.
Is it a real small town, Tennessee? She's
yeah,
from?
She's from a place called Bradford. I mean, it is.
So when you go back, are you the guy that they think's in the mob?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't even have like a city hangout. They have one Mexican restaurant, El Vallarta.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's where everybody goes. Let's go to El Vallarta. And then they have the only thing that I fly back there for. They got Lee's fried chicken.
All right. There you go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's worth the flight.
What's...
Do they have that
if you get caught for weed in a small town in Tennessee, what happens?
What are you going to do? I don't know.
You don't care. I love that.
At this point, I know. You can throw me in jail. You're going to make me answer, and I pay a fine.
And you get some major pub on TMZ. Comedian Joey Diaz in jail in Tennessee.
No. Gets high in Tennessee. You know, it's... I don't listen. It's not that I drink.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that I didn't grow up drinking. My mom had a bar, so they removed that alcohol mysticism from me. So I never really, you know, I'll do a shot or something, but I'd rather smoke pot and be more relaxed.
All right, and you're obviously relaxed right now.
Oh yeah, I got up this morning. I spoke to the devil this morning about 7:40. I had some eggs, sunny side up always. I want to see the sunny side when I eat eggs.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't like those powdered eggs. I want to see the yolk, Jack.
And you dip it. You dip the
bread. Especially, I'm here. I'm in America land. These are the good chickens. Yeah, the yolks are nice and orange. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to impregnate somebody right now. Two good yolks from Omaha, you're going to impregnate somebody.
Did you impregnate your girlfriend before you moved in with her?
Oh, no. We were together for 13 years.
Oh,
no,
okay, really?
Never happened.
So you just didn't think, you thought you were like sterile or
when
something like that?
When you're 49.
Yeah.
And you smoke dope with three hands. You know, what's going to happen? Harvard did a study, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It destroys your little cells.
Yeah.
So I thought I was good to go.
But you beat it.
No. And we never had an accident, no lates.
And all
so
sudden,
I just thought I was damaged goods. I just didn't do the test.
Yeah.
You know?
And she was younger than you, I take it, right?
She's 47.
Okay.
So I'm 54.
Oh, so you had the baby both in your...
So we had the cats.
Right.
You know, we were like, let's get cats.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. That's what you do when you can't impregnate.
Then when she told you she was pregnant, did you freak out?
I didn't freak out. I just didn't know...
It was yours?
Oh, no. I knew it was mine. I just didn't know if I could cover the spread. I was like, who wants to be a dad at 50?
You know well, saying? You are.
And I used to read about it. And I remember I did something one day. And I did something, and Don Johnson. Remember Don Johnson?
Oh, yeah, I love Don Johnson.
I did a stupid movie, and Don Johnson was in it.
Got it.
And he had just had a kid, and I remember looking at him.
Yeah.
Like, with a look of disdain, like, how selfish are you? 54 years old, you have a kid? Well, how long do you expect to live? You did all that blow on Miami Vice. How long do you expect to live? And then you start to look at it, and then it happened to me, and in a way it seems like, she's given me life.
Well, it's also different for you because he already had some kids. This is your first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I was 41 when I had my first. If you didn't have kids before, it ain't like you were raising kids and all of a sudden you're still just a dad. This is new to you, so you know what you're doing. Could you have been a good dad at 30?
No.
I'd have been horrible.
Horrible.
I'd have been completely horrible.
Yeah, I started reproducing when I was 24.
And Todd beat that weed thing, too.
Yeah.
He's a fertile bastard.
And it was a horrible dad.
Egg yolks.
Yeah.
I should have waited.
Eats those egg yolks, yeah. Jack.
You should have waited, no, and then your kids wouldn't be, you know, groaning out of the house, though.
True. I mean, there is an upside to having kids early. But there's an upside.
Billy Joel just had a kid at 68.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
No, you think he's loaded, but
he's
still.
Loaded.
But still, you're right. I think that's kind of selfish.
It's kind of selfish.
In a way.
But, you know, Theo Vaughn.
Yeah.
His father had him at 74.
What?
Whoa.
And had two more after him. Theo used to drive his dad around when he was like 11. He would sit on Yellow Pages and drive his father around. His father's like 80, looking for chicks like Bush, the father, like the old man. That guy's the original Harvey Weinstein, dog. I saw him like 3 years ago at like some like event, like a, what's those things?
A veteran thing or something?
Nah, what's those things where people go to and the chicks wear stockings? It's like they're strippers, but they're not.
A burlesque show?
No, with the wings and the sporting events.
Hooters.
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 Huh. He went to a Hooters. They had like a Hooters thing.
So you saw Bush?
He's sitting in his wheelchair Hooter, right? And all these Hooter girls are coming. And he has like this childish smirk on his face. and he's spanking them all.
So you knew he was spanking
ass. Oh, I always knew. Yeah, he's just old.
Yeah.
When you get old like that, and you're in a wheelchair, wife, and you just get fired up.
And the asses are right all at wheelchair them. High.
And they're like,
you know,
hug him, and he's like, eh. He had like the smile on his face. And they're like, stop it, Grandpa. Well, somebody got mad at him. I knew he was going to grope somebody eventually, that poor bastard.
He's been groping for years, you know.
Yes, he has. Sure. That's what it means to be like 80. You get away with that stuff.
Yeah.
When you're like 12, you get away with that stuff too. Your aunt comes over, she's got those... You hug her real quick and just put your head in there and flap.
Well, I did. My dad's 84. He didn't grab as much, but I know that he does this thing because he's all there mentally. But he's like, oh, he's 83, excuse me. But I will say to him, Dad, don't look now, but check her out. And of course, what you do, he just spins around. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He'll just look and stare. He stares at anybody. He
not subtle
care.
About it.
No, he doesn't care because he wants you've earned that. As long as you're not grabbing ass, you know. Did you grab ass when you were younger? You just said no without saying it out loud. No.
My mom would have just punched me in the head. So. You know, we've all
done
some, creepy things.
Yes, of course we have.
But we haven't done like, you know.
No, I know. It's pretty brutal right now.
It is pretty brutal.
What movie were you with Don Johnson?
A movie with Nick Swanson.
Okay, once again.
He played a porno director.
Mm-hmm.
And I played like a buyer, like a German buyer.
Okay. You have a German accent in the movie?
No, I didn't.
You played a German buyer.
I was just a German buyer.
with an Italian accent.
Yeah, I didn't even say much. I think I had like two lines or something. Okay.
And Don Johnson's in the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't know what it's called? Look it up, Puss. You get to IMDb.
Would that be
there?
Bucky Larson, Born to be a Star?
Bucky Larson, Born to be a Star.
Yeah.
That was it.
Oh, okay.
It was a Saturday morning thing. They called me on Friday night. Are you busy tomorrow? Do you want to shoot a movie in the morning? I'm like, sure.
I got to get his IMDb out there, Puss. I haven't seen that.
So I went out there and...
Because I bet you look cute in Lederhosen.
No. Wasn't it?
He's a German drug buyer. A German buyer in Lederhosen.
We look like a bunch of German producers.
That's you are listed as German guy.
Yeah, German guy.
That was the character name.
German guy.
You look like Italian guy.
It doesn't matter. I'm a porno guy. It doesn't matter.
That's right. You're buying porn. You're buying a buyer. Joey Diaz with us, funnybuntonthehall.com. Joey's shows are sold out, but our buddy Tom is your headliner on the weekend. Tonight's second show, and then on Sunday.
Right?
But to come see Joey. Your fans are pretty crazy. We've been reading about that. And then when they show up, right?
Yeah, they are pretty crazy.
Yeah.
They're good people.
They're good people.
Yeah. They probably all made a mistake and got a second chance. And, you know, that's what I'm talking
Everybody,
about.
That's true.
I'm talking about a second chance, so...
Yeah, we do. You've been here before, but you can just acquaint people with your history real quick. You did it for us a couple years ago, but they're new listeners all the time. You were a bad guy for a while, right?
Yeah, I got in trouble as a youngster.
And what'd you do again?
Kidnapping.
That's right.
An aggravated robbery.
Now,
what makes a robbery aggravated?
A machine gun.
Okay.
One word.
You see Tom's
gun.
Face.
Yeah. You didn't know,
yeah. A nice Uzi, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I still talk to him.
The guy kidnapped
all the time now. Now we're friends. I had him on the podcast. Yeah. I apologized to him. After 30 years, I apologized to him. And
why'd you kidnap him again? I forget.
He had a kilo of coke.
That's right. Of course you would do that.
Two kilos of coke. Right. So
I had how much time did you get?
2 years.
Where'd you spend that at?
Colorado.
Okay, that's right. That's how you got out there then,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's how you got,
I
the
got out there.
It was a Fed thing, right?
It was a Fed thing, and they turned it into a state thing. And,
the guy you kidnapped liked you right away? Was it that Stockholm syndrome,
no, knew,
or did you become
I knew
friends
the guy. I
later?
Knew it wasn't kidnapping. It was because kidnapping isn't me putting you in a... It's not me taking you and calling your dad for $500,000.
Right, yeah. Right.
It's me moving you from one room to another.
Exactly. You can't
restrain
people.
So if I
come in
here with a gun right now,
right.
And I go, get in that other room, that's kidnapping.
Yeah.
That's
because you're controlling somebody else's movement, right?
I told him to get in the other room, and then we handcuffed him, and we were going to rob his place, and then it just turned into this chaos. And I knew when I was going in that it wasn't going to work out.
What, prison?
I knew it wasn't going to work
out. Oh, the actual Uzi kidnapping, right, yeah.
But I was so jazzed up. I was so committed to
what I
was
doing. You were jacked. You were coked up, weren't you, at the time?
I was on like an 8-year binge.
Oh.
You know, I was like doing my thing, so... Yeah, I got out and...
You're lucky you only got 2 years, right?
Well, you get... What happened was this. I plea bargained to a 4-year, 0 to 6. That's what I pre-bargained.
Got it. Right.
Because they didn't have my prints on the fingerprints.
Right.
They didn't have my prints anywhere. It was the first time I ever got arrested. Well, at that time, I had like 40 arrests, but I was a man of no convictions. So everything always disappeared on the way to the station or something. So I had like a burglary tool possession.
Right.
Like I got caught with burglary tools or something when
so
I was
just a
kid.
Crowbar and a bag?
No.
They make like some special ones.
They make special ones.
Got it.
Just for burgling.
So that was it.
Yeah.
So what happened was when I got sentenced, I plea bargained to 0 to 6, and it was up to the judge.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bunch, because everybody knows 250 people. When you die, they make 250 mass cards.
They make what?
250 mass cards.
Got it.
You die and
got
I
it.
Have a funeral.
That's what they make.
They make 250 mass cards. So I found out the judge had political aspirations, so I had everybody I grew up with write a letter. Everybody from Boulder wrote a letter.
Right.
Because all those people know 250 people. And when you're going to run for office, you don't want to piss these people off.
Oh, okay. So everybody was saying you're a good guy.
So everybody was saying I was a good guy. I worked it. I worked the system for everything I had. I got back into college. I knew I was going to do 90 days.
Okay.
Even if I would have paid $300,000.
It'd still been 90.
I would have still done 90 days.
It ended up being 2 years, though.
So, but it was still the same because I had never been in trouble. I had a driver's license. I had a high school education. Mm-hmm. I was going to college. So all that stuff adds up. So as soon as I went into prison, my points were -1.5.
Got it.
So everything's based on a point system. So I was eligible for a halfway house right off the bat.
Right.
And then Colorado put a law that it was nonviolent, your time gets cut in half.
Got it.
Yeah. Was yours a felony conviction?
Which is a felony conviction, but I had second-degree burglary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which was not nonviolent. Mm-hmm. So my sentence went from 48 months to 24 months, minus the month I did in county.
Got it.
That's 2 more months.
Right.
So that's 22 months. So you're eligible for a halfway house at 20 months.
Still, 20 months to 20 months, that must have been pretty bummed out.
No, but you're eligible for a halfway house of 20 months. They put you in 18 months. So my sentence was only going to be 4 months, no matter how you looked at it.
Got it. And the halfway house.
So even if I would have paid the $500,000, mm-hmm. I would have still done 30 days more. So I basically did from August 15th to September, and then I got put in a halfway house.
And halfway house, you're not in prison.
In Boulder.
Okay.
Loaning money, selling cars, and selling blow, Jack, at the halfway house. Rocking them, you understand me? Because I got out, and then I'm still a kid, and I get to these BCTC.
Right.
And it's like all the loops. I knew all the hoops through it.
Yeah, but then this is when you found comedy, right?
Found comedy years later.
When years I got later.
Out of prison,
years later.
I was still a little on the crazy side.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. What year did you go to jail?
I got out in 89, and it took me 2 years to actually get on the stage.
Right.
Like, they tortured me in prison about it.
Mm-hmm. Said you're a funny guy.
You got to get into this. You got to try and try and try it. I'm like, come on.
But a lot of guys are the funny guy in the group and can't do stand up, you know?
Once you get on stage, that water cooler mentality doesn't translate.
No, it doesn't.
So you either go back to the water cooler or you go, wait a second, I got to assess the situation. Mm-hmm. I got to figure out how to do this. It took me 2 years. And then I watched Punchline.
Yeah.
There's a movie, Punchline.
Yeah.
I was an estimator, a roofing estimator, mm-hmm. so I had the whole week off.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Punchline. And then like 2 weeks later, I went to get stock a job. I would usually stock the jobs for the guys. Then I would go get breakfast. And I was looking through the Rocky Mountain News, and in the middle, there was Roseanne Barr was the hottest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an article how she came out of Denver and what she did.
Mm-hmm.
So I read the article. I took a stand-up class for $33 at the University of Colorado, and I got on stage.
But you bounced around for a long time, too, before you started making real money, right? When did you become real popular? Because you're popular now.
In stand-up?
Yeah. Did it take you a while?
3-4 years
ago. That was it? I was going to 3-4 years ago is when I started hearing your name and realizing how big it was.
Right. With the podcast.
Right.
But it's crazy because
the podcast, go ahead.
The Church of What's Happened Now. I had no success as a stand-up.
Okay.
So I was knocking on the back door. Once I got to L.A. and I go, these guys aren't opening up the door for me.
Right.
I went through the back door and I started doing movies and TV.
Got it.
So where did that start happening?
You had the look. You had the look, right?
Yeah. So I just went after it myself.
Man. Where did the TV stuff and the movie stuff start happening?
The movie stuff started happening with Mad TV.
Okay, okay. Mad TV.
I popped a Mad TV. Mm-hmm. Ari Spears.
Yeah, we know Ari. Yeah.
Aries was at the Comedy Store, and he would see me there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked in, we never even spoke before that.
Right.
He just saw me walking in. He walked over to me, and he goes, "What are you auditioning for?" And I told him, he goes, "Let me go talk to her." And he went and talked to her, and then I went in there, did my thing, and I got Mad TV.
God, you and Ari Spears together. Oh, my God.
No,
he did crazy. Something nice and real. Human.
Yeah.
I did, but I've always had that luck. Like, yeah. Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Told me he had a job for me. He gave me a job.
Okay.
You know, forget about Cedric the Entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
He's half of my resume.
Is he really? Okay.
I did his sketch show. Mm-hmm. I've done his... The law show,
yeah.
Where I kidnap him.
Oh.
I'm a gangster,
yeah,
and he's the judge,
uh-huh.
And I kidnap Cedric in an elevator for 3 hours until
okay.
We cut a deal, but we end up becoming friends in the pilot.
Got it.
So I'm really lucky that way, you know.
And then you started really hitting it big in stand-up just, 5 years ago, you said, mentioned.
Well, I was going to quit.
Oh, yeah?
When I moved to the Valley in 2009, I'm like, well, what am I doing? I'm not going to work a Sunday, and I'm not working a Wednesday. You know? The Funny Bones offered me all this work,
yeah.
But it was Wednesday through Sunday.
And you,
and a year before that, I had bumped into, what's his name in my neighborhood? The chubby guy that has the show on CBS.
Kevin James.
From Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Gardell.
Gardell was in my neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw him at the... Big Boy, the hamburger spot.
I'm sure you did.
This was way before his show.
You got it, yeah.
And he was telling
me. He was just bouncing around too, yeah.
He goes, the Funny Bones, the improvs. I just canceled 3 weeks of work. I don't know what I'm going to do. And a month later, he got that job.
Got it. Oh, Mike and Molly. Okay.
So like a year later, okay. I was in the same spot. I'm like, I don't know.
That was recent then.
And
you,
I went to Fordland.
But you didn't want to. You say, I'll take your Funny Bone gig, but I'm not working Wednesday.
No, I'm not working Wednesday and Sundays. I'm not doing this
but
stuff.
But you didn't have the power to say that.
No, so I said, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to do this. Yeah. I said, I'll do spots around town.
All right.
I'll sell Fords by my house. I just couldn't pass the pee test.
Got it.
Right? They kept, we want to hire as a closer. But you can't pass the pee test. I didn't know any kids or anything.
Yeah.
Usually you have a friend that has a kid. They'll pee in a bottle for you. And you put it between your legs and keep it warm till you get there.
Yeah.
I had nobody. And then I live in a pretty great neighborhood. When I was in the halfway house, I had to pee in a bottle.
Yeah.
So I had friends that would pee in a bottle.
Your friends that were clean?
Oh, yeah. You have friends that are clean. If not, I jammed that system up. Those feds were so mad at me because I kept getting high when I was in the halfway house. And then I stopped getting high, and I still kept testing positive from weighing the coke.
Oh, yeah.
Because it goes through your fingertips.
Oh.
So I still kept coming up positive. I didn't know what to do, so I just... But I did everything.
I never knew weighing the coke would do that.
It goes through your pores.
Yeah. Well, I would never just weigh it either.
I didn't know that stuff.
Didn't know it stayed in your system that long.
Well, Todd, once again.
3 days.
So if I got high on Friday night, I still peed dirty on Monday.
Okay. Right?
But, I mean, I did everything.
Yeah.
When I was in that halfway house, if you had an idea, I still remember.
So you didn't learn anything, even being
convicted. No, you're such a hardhead. I still remember drinking white vinegar.
Is that mess
you
up?
A bottle of white vinegar.
That'll mess you up.
On the rocks.
Oh. On the rocks?
With Gatorade next to it. Just drinking white vinegar.
Just to get a buzz?
No, to pass the piss test.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I never had to take a piss test.
Oh, my God. I even took my helmet and pulled the skin back. And I would put Drano on it and all, like, pills, whatever I could to zap the test. You think I'm kidding you,
man. No, I don't think you're kidding. I've never heard that.
I still got scars on my helmet.
I don't want to see that.
Drano.
That's interesting.
From Drano.
Burnt through.
Okay, we're leaving everybody with that visual.
Yeah. I did everything I could to pass those pee tests.
That doesn't work, though, right?
No, nothing works.
I'm going to warn people.
I broke the machine. Another time, what I would do is I would take the stuff that cleans out pools.
Yeah?
Because I was like, wait a
chlorine.
Second.
Chlorine.
Pool cleaner. You get half those things, those rocks, and I would grind it up like coke, and I would hide it under my thing, and I would go and I'd say, bloop, drop the pool cleaner in there. And the Fed would be sitting there talking to me like, how's your day going? And the pee in front of him would be turning purple. And I'd be sitting there going, I'm fine, hoping he wouldn't see what was going on. I zapped his machine twice. One time with the Drano, I'll never forget that it was on top of his table, and I could see the foam coming out of the sides of the piece. And I'm like, you better put that in the bag. He's like, ah, I love that. What do you think about the Broncos? He's putting the stuff in, sealing it. I did everything I could.
But they knew, but they would test it. It'd be something foreign was in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
They had to come back and do it again now.
Oh, yeah. They come up to me 3 days later and give me the evil eye. Yeah. We know you did something right.
You have just tested positive for Drano.
Joey Diaz has scars on his helmet. We'll talk about it. We need a break. We'll come back. That visual. Scars on the helmet.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. We'll come right back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.